for my finance degree. So I'll get my degree in February and then walk in May. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So when you say walk, you mean graduate.
Yes, exactly. Like the robes and everything. But yeah, well, my classwork's done and all that.
That's amazing. Are you like stunned that it's all over and you're just going to be out in the world like with your new knowledge?
Yeah, it flies by so quickly.
Yeah.
Like met so many different people. One thing that I thought was really cool is that it's a very international program. Like 89% of my class was international. So it was really cool just getting to know everyone.
Yeah.
Actually, I had in my last, I would still do a bit of DJing at WMBR for King Ghidra. And I actually had two friends on this past Saturday. It was really fun.
Well, I knew you wouldn't walk away from DJing.
You know, they keep bringing it back. I thought at first, I'm like, no, you know, maybe not this time. And then like, October into my fall semester, I'm like, oh, why don't I try it? I had to go through the whole training thing again. It was really funny. There's some stuff you remember and then some things that you definitely forget. I now like spin like vinyl and stuff, which is something that I didn't really do as much when I was at WMFO, but now I like feel really comfortable with all of it, and yeah, it makes it really fun. It adds some texture and
well,
all
if
that.
You didn't notice, we have three turntables here.
It's crazy.
I mean, you could have done it. I mean,
oh no, it absolutely was like that wasn't me. I was just afraid, but now I'm not.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got this song. Tell us about the song that you picked. Winter, the Wind Can Be Still.
Yeah, so this is going to be an instrumental track. I must admit, not for any specific reason. I have no beef with Christmas music, but I just don't listen to it very often. But this is a winter song. It is from the original soundtrack of a very cozy computer game called Stardew Valley, where you can basically do whatever you want, whether you want to farm, fish, mine, talk to the townspeople. And the game is played through seasons, and so this is my favorite track from their winter set.
All right, here we go. It's Rose's pick on A Holiday Hang here at WMFO. We'll be back. Thank you.
All right. That was great, Rose. Get everyone in a chill mood for calm us down here. We got a lot going on in here.
Yeah, it's gonna be really funny. It's gonna be really funny when like whatever comes after this. I'm hoping it's like the most like emotional whiplash you've ever seen. I don't know what you got going on, Chuck. So
I don't
okay,
either.
Well, what I've got going on is a local band, Bird Mancini. They're one of my favorite bands in the area and dear friends as well. And they do one of my favorite Christmas songs. I wrote a song called "Christmas is Happy for Fortunate People."
All right. Are we fortunate? I don't know.
Well, I guess everybody here is kind of fortunate, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
But are we happy? I mean, we're in the calm before the storm that's coming next year.
I could be happier, but I'm fairly happy for what's going on, yeah. Well, we're going to give it a play, and we'll come back and
sure,
talk.
Bird Mancini, Christmas is Happy for Fortunate People on WMFO in Medford.
Here we go.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Department stores love to bring holiday cheer. They love it so much they can't wait to display it. Starts before Halloween now every year. Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Lucky ones laden with presents galore. Oh, with sparkle and tinsel and fat juicy turkeys, it's hard to imagine that Jesus was poor. And oh, it's Christmas, such beauty to behold. For folks who have nothing or no one to care. Christmas is happy for fortunate people. Wherever you wander, wherever you roam. And if you're among those who are holiday happy, you might have some money, a family, a home. Oh, it's Christmas.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people.
Christmas
is happy for fortunate people.
All right, WMFO in Medford.
Christmas is happy for fortunate people. It's Bird Mancini.
Very good.
Original Christmas music. I love original Christmas music.
Yep.
And we had some live original Christmas music just a little while ago from Larry Newman.
Yep, and we have some more live music coming up with Linda and Daniel.
Woohoo!
The Holiday Hang. It's a fun time here at
Agent
WMFO.
Agent Judy. Holly.
I'm going to say anyone else. Holly. Judy's
Kristen
here.
Kristen Hughes. All right.
All right. Kristen's here.
I'll get out of the way and make room for other people who need microphones.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rose. Hey, Skybar.
What's up?
What's up? Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Whatever you choose to celebrate, right?
Whatever you choose. I'm a pagan, so,
yeah.
You know.
There
whatever,
you go.
Whatever it is.
Or isn't.
Or isn't. Exactly.
But you can, whenever you're ready, you can go.
Okay, cool. All right, so I have my wonderful choir here and Daniel right next to me, so yay. All right, one, two, three. three, one, two. You'll know this one, so sing along at home. One, two, three, one, two, three. He's gone 2,000 miles, so very far. The snow's falling down, it's colder day by day. I miss you. The children are singing, he'll be back at Christmas time. And these frozen and silent nights, sometimes in a tree, you appear outside under the purple sky, diamonds in the snow sparkle. And our hearts were singing, it felt like Christmas time. Two thousand miles is very far through the snow. I'll think of you wherever you go.
The newest supergroup.
You guys sounded awesome.
We remember Crow Follow. We also have Galaxy Cake and Hair.
Yes. This is a ladies' corner tonight.
Yep, and of course, Girl of the Heart. This is quite a crew, and you sounded great.
Thank you, Skybar. Thank you for everything you do, and Mike does. And happy holidays to everybody out there listening. We really appreciate you.
All the things.
So we were supposed to just do that Pretender song, but Mike said we have another song. So, yeah. So we're going to do our very own Christmas song called Share It All. You ready, Dan?
Yeah.
Our latest single on Rumbar Records coming up right now. One, two, three, four. Thank you. too much for granted all of my life. I didn't understand it, you know why. Well, I hadn't seen the light. Was I only playing at getting free, you know why. I opened up the history books and now I'm, well, I'm down on my knees. When I'm walking down the street, what do I see? A thousand different faces and, well, everyone of them is me. We are bent but not broken, like trees in the wind. That which does not break us is what breaks us in. Could it be more clear? Oh, why we are, why we are here. Oh, to share it all, share it all, share it all, share. Play a little dance. Thanks, Dan. That sounded really nice. Right around Christmas time. Real nice. Thank you to WMFO for all you do. You can turn your eyes away, pretend that you don't see how much everybody else is just like you and me. Those who are strong would just carry the weak. Could it be more clear? Oh, yeah. Why we are, why we are here. Oh, to share it all, share it all, share it all. Oh, you know you want to, yeah. Share it. Everybody, we're so lucky to have you all. Peace on earth.
Wind is the best.
Very nice.
Thank you. That was so fun. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
What a treat.
Yep.
Thank you.
We're going to slide Adam in here in a minute.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Let's get Adam in here.
Yeah.
Adam, one of the best DJs around.
See me poking myself everywhere.
Probably what Linda is probably best.
Here we go. This is where it all goes downhill.
No, nope, only getting better.
We have a limited amount of time, so it can't go that bad. It can't go south that quick. But welcome, Adam.
Thank you. Which headphones am I using here? Is it that side?
Throw it on and see what happens.
Try these ones. I think I've got something.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, we were talking off here. We don't have a whole lot of time. I'm going to play a song in a minute. But briefly, you told me off here, but how did the DJ thing start?
The DJ started when I was involved with a vintage scooter group and doing a lot of mod, ska stuff with them. And the amazing band, the Chelsea Curve. Mm-hmm. The bass player, Linda, is one of my neighbors, and she asked me 4 or 5 years ago to do some DJ in one of her shows, and it exploded from there, I guess.
Now you're in high demand.
Now I'm in high demand, yes.
And having fun doing it, right?
I'm having great fun doing it. I got a show coming up on the 27th of this month at Medford Brewery with the amazing Ricky Rocksteady, the ska Rocksteady Jamaican legend from Boston.
Is the Medford Brewery that fairly new venue?
Yep.
It's a good size, right?
It's a good size, yep. Yeah, on Harvard Ave, right off Route 60 there.
Yeah.
Medford is a couple of years old now.
But I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah.
And you brought a song with us. What song you got here?
So interesting. As you can tell from my accent, not from around these parts. Originally grew up in the UK. How do you know? So I don't know if people know, but in the UK, having a Christmas number one is a big deal. It's bragging rights for bands, and there's a battle of the bands every year to get into Christmas number one. A lot of bands will hold Christmassy type of songs and singles until November to release them, and it's a big deal to get it. Yeah. And so you'll always see online the Christmas number ones in the UK. So anyway, one of the biggest selling Christmas number ones of all time, and the very first single I ever bought in 1977 was a song by Paul McCartney. Sold over 2 million copies. It's Paul McCartney's biggest selling song in the UK and pretty much unheard of in the United States.
Wow.
And people will not know it here. Wow. And it is his biggest selling single in Europe. And he had a big hit with it. He owns a farm in Scotland.
Okay.
Has owned it since the 60s, since the Beatles days. Mm-hmm. And it's on a peninsula in Scotland called the Mull of Kintyre. Mm-hmm. And so he wrote a song called the Mull of Kintyre. In 1977, had a Christmas number one with it. The biggest selling Christmas number one of all time in the UK. And this is the song I picked.
It's quite a treat. Here we go.
and tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and high as they carry me back to the Mulligan time.
Very nice. So I must ask you, where do you find most of your music?
Wow, that's a good question.
I always ask other people, like DJs and people like yourself, like, where do you find your music?
all sorts of places, but one of my biggest places I get new songs from, or not new songs, but old songons I haven't discovered before, is I have a very good old high school friend of mine who is owns a vinyl record shop. Okay. And he's been collecting and selling and buying vinyl for as long as I can remember, since we went back to high school. And he is an encyclopedia of music. And so quite often he will share stuff and I've never heard before and discover a lot of sounds and new sounds and old sounds. And yeah, so, but outside of that, I just come across stuff, internet, friends, family,
but it's good to know those people that have that vast catalog of vinyl that have good taste as well, I guess, right? So we gotta keep the clock ticking. Thanks so much for coming in tonight.
You're welcome.
And we have Kristen Eck here.
Hello.
From Bumblebee Radio.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah.
You've had me back like twice and you keep letting me come back.
I know,
here.
What's with that? But
it's fun to be back for the holiday hang.
Yep. Speaking of someone that gets a lot of music, and you get a lot of music sent to you from all over the world for your radio show.
Yeah, there's an avalanche in my email inbox, like constantly.
Which is a good problem, right, I imagine?
Oh, yeah, it is. It can be a full-time job going through the mail sometimes, but
yeah.
It's music. I love listening to music.
Right, right. And have you, does Bumblebee have anything on the horizon, any new wrinkles, should we say?
So we had our very first ever live event sponsored by Bumblebee Radio last month. It was November 8th at Sonia in Cambridge with Count Zero, Lavina Falls.
That's a good lead into what we're about to do.
Yeah, it is. And singer Molly was also at that event, and we did really well. It was a great night. It had a lot of people turn out. The music was wonderful, and we're looking forward to doing something like that in the spring, working on that now.
So that could become like an ongoing thing.
Hopefully. Yeah. That's my hope anyway.
All right, I'm going to play some Count Zero.
Yeah, so they hadn't put out an album since 2011. And then this year, I think it was, I don't know, about halfway through the summer that I found out that they actually had an album that they were nearing completion on. Mm-hmm. And then they finally had it ready to go in November. I got them signed up to do a show with Bumblebee, which became their record release party. And their first album in 13 years was called Thought So, came out November 8th. And this is the first single off the album. It's called Overthinking.
Yeah, I was at that show. Great show. We're going to listen to that. We'll be back and talk a bit about that afterwards. WMFO in Medford. This is the Holiday Hang.
To reveal your deep dark blue,
often thought to be a fine trait about you. Often lets you see ghosts no one wants to. But sometimes
absolutely love that tune.
That was Count Zero.
Yes, Count Zero.
And we're gonna get one more in before we bring Jay up.
Yeah, and it's another band that played at that night that we did at Sonia last month, along with Count Zero, Lovina Falls. And Lovina Falls is the project of Valerie Forgione, who you might remember from Missile Thrush from back in the 90s and early 2000s in Boston. And Valerie has new music of her own out now as Lovina Falls. She released two singles this year, one of them Tragedy, and the other one, which has a really nice music video directed by Joan Hathaway, is called Ellery Way.
And that's what we're going to hear right now. Thanks again for coming in, Krista.
Thank you for having me.
Here we go. No problem. A pleasure.
When the halo of the night is peeking through the trees, knowing that we've got nowhere else we've got to be, and the freedom of the sky is higher than we dare. Forget ourselves for once or for twice as if we care. We're floating. And around us as we go, there is nothing we can fear. As the air above us haunts and the earth below us hears, and the shadow in the grass paints a picture of a star. When you see it from afar, we're
Stop this. There we go. Jay, how are you?
I am good, my friend.
Thanks for coming in for the holiday hang.
No, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. You got three in you.
I got three.
Not Christmas songs, though, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't really have a Christmas song that I've written myself. I do have a Hanukkah song. But
right. We all know that one.
And I know... Mike spun it on Saturday morning, but I would play it, but because it has
some
about 42 F-bombs in it, I tried to see if I could do it, sing it without accidentally dropping those. And
gave me a radio safe version.
Yeah, I do.
That's right.
We did do the mix. You know, Matthew Alexander, who produced and mixed it, he added the little toots and whistles where. Words that can't be spoken on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, although I did have an idea for a Christmas song and that I started thinking about on Saturday night, which will be called "Who Put the Hash in Santa's Cookies?" So.
It was Skybar.
Who put the roofies in his milk?
Yep.
All right, so. So three non-Christmas or Hanukkah songs. So this one's called Beautiful Chaos.
She was beautiful chaos, stepped out of my daydreams. Where'd she come from? Much more than a maybe. She was beautiful, girls. It was really something for the tired eyes to see. Well, I played the field, though. I'm straight as an arrow. Surrendered my ego. That's always a no-show. I was tired and hollow, yet I tried to follow. I got lost in Lake Billie. She left it all my dreams, and she left it all my dreams, and she left it all my dreams, and it was sweet. With a giggle and a smile it made, had left to seem worthwhile, and it opened up my eyes. It was not a dream. Well, she was beautiful, chaos, surrounded by laughter. Well, everything's crumbling all around her. She was beautiful, chaos. It was really something, what amazing sight to see. Well, I end up hurting. It's also seesaw, so uncertain. The wound's still wrong. I end up healing, mend my feelings, yet I'm lost in make believe. And she left.
Scratchy there.
Azala. Okay. I got a gallon of water out in the other room.
Yeah, I got a cough drop in. All right, here goes another one. Not by me, though. Some other guy wrote this.
Got no heart.
shadows that jump inside. Visible shivers running down my spine. Cut the baby taking off her clothes. Well, there's a closure of a sign that says we never close. Well, you start to chill and you watch a cigarette. She pulls your eyes out with a face like a magnet. Don't know how much more of this I can take. She's filing her nails while they're dragging the leg. She is watching the detectives. Oh, and he's so cute. Just like watching the detectives. Oh, and they shoot, shoot, shoot. Well, they beat him up until the teardrops start. Can't be wounded cause he's got no heart. Got no heart. He's got no heart. He's got no heart. You think you're alone until you realize you're in it now. Fear is here to stay, love just here for a visit. Well, you call it into justice cause it's past the legal limit. Someone's scratching at the window, I wonder who is it. The detectives want to check if you belong to the parents. Who are ready to hear the worst about the daughter's disappearance. Alan Healy takes a miracle to get you to stay. It only takes my little fingers to blow you away. It's just like watching the detectives. Oh, and he's so cute. Just like watching the detectives. Well, they beat him up until the teardrops start. Can't be wounded cause he's got no heart. He's got no heart. He's got no heart. He's got no heart. Just like watching the detectives. She is watching the detectives. We are watching the detectives. We're all watching the detectives. Yeah.
That's the best.
Turned into a sing-along.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for adding those, the stellar backup.
Turned into a sing-along with Linda and Holly.
I know, huh? Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Worked out.
All right, so I got one more. And this is to our dearly beloved Justine. Can't believe it's been like a year and a half.
Miss her every day.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote this for her in a week because I knew that she'd be looking down at me saying, Jay, what the heck? I can't write me a song? I'm like, all right. Nag, nag, nag. Goes like this, called Sister in Crime. There she stood, a beam of light, always ready to stand and fight. I wouldn't expect, well, anything less. Right by my side to make a mess. Just so fearless, I tremble in awe. Why did our queen have to fall? This can't be real, it's gotta be in jest. Well, as my friend, she was the best. I never saw it coming, what a cool surprise. Just tugging my heartstrings till I start to cry. Such a big part of me and that ain't no lie. Well, she wasn't a handful, she was a box full. Well, she was too busy having my back. Never saw the big attack. I'm out of my head. Why I ask?
When I screw up, she kicks my ass. I never saw it coming, what a cool surprise. She's tugging my heart till I start to cry. Such a big part of me, and that ain't no lie. Well, she wasn't a handful, she was a box full. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. Was my sweet soul sister in crime. Well, there we were, thick as thieves. Well, she's gone now, and I don't wanna believe. What a mean twist of fate. It was a smile, a laugh that made her great. I never saw it coming, what a cool surprise. Just tugging my heartstrings till I start to cry. Such a big part of me, and that ain't no lie. Well, she wasn't a handful, she was a box full. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. Was my sweet soul sister in crime. 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 Well, if rock and roll is the crime, then find her guilty as charged. Well, if rock and roll is the crime, then find her guilty as charged. Well, there she stood, a beam of light, always ready to stand and fight. I wouldn't expect, well, anything less. Right by my side to make a mess. I never saw it coming, what a cool surprise. Just tugging my heartstrings till I start to cry. Such a big part of me, and that ain't no lie. Well, she wasn't a handful, she was a box full. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. Was my sweet soul sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister, sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. 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 Well, if rock and roll is the crime, then find her guilty as charged. If rock and roll is the crime, then find her guilty as charged.
Thank you.
So good, Jay. Love that.
Beautiful, beautiful song.
So, so from the heart.
Yep. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Thanks for coming in, Jay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I got to get Alex in here, and when Alex is done, someone will be behind the board, but it won't be me. I don't know.
It'll be Max.
It'll be Max. But, all right, Alex, I'm going to let you take over here. And once again, thanks, Jay. It was
all
fantastic.
All right, thank you.
That's great.
Thanks.
All right, so it's Alex Beanders coming up.
the guy, the master of Thursday nights. And he's going to play some, like, vinyl for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, this thing on? Okay.
Yeah. This guy does not use a chair.
Yes. I do not. I do this standing up.
Yep.
Because I got to get, what it used to happen was, this was many, many years ago, back in the 90s. If I got in the chair and it, you know, sometimes even the concrete floors would rattle and I'd make the record skip. And I used to, you know, and these were my records. I paid for them. It was the station's records. Who cares, you know? So anyway, let me see. All right, I got to put the options.
Okay.
And then I got to, whoops, yep. Source. There we go. All right, what do we
do? Live radio, everybody.
DJ Mix, here we go.
So he's going to play vinyl, so that's what he's doing. He's getting the vinyl all set.
There you go. But we got to do a PSA first because this is not-for-profit radio. So this is 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We got something here.
Merry
Ramones.
Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with... Christmas, baby. Christmas.